Okay, patient's name is Frederick Wellborn, Wellborn, 12333, 120 Rivermont ALCC. Okay, patient is a 92-year-old gentleman who, despite different medical issues, is fairly stable. He shares a room with his wife Peggy, and was present today when she started having these episodes of altered level of consciousness, inability to talk properly or appropriately. And he has been by her side, seeing what she needs, but also taking care of himself to eat and to rest, period. I spoke with him frankly about where she is at, and that given her age and these episodes that have increased today, that hospice would be appropriate in helping to care for her, having an extra set of nursing eyes on her, and he was in agreement, period. He also suggested that physical therapy be discontinued as she has not really made any gains, and he commented that she hasn't walked in years and she's not going to start at this point, period. He has also gone, had meals and eaten. I told him it was important that he eat and stay hydrated and that he get his rest as well, period. We discussed hospice and the fact that depending on how things turn out, that we may get them to provide a hospital bed so that that would be for her, and then he could have the bed to himself, as he states that she has been harder to sleep with because recently she's just started doing a lot of moving, period. As to physical pain, a patient had an L1 compression fracture that had been bothersome, but I think he is doing much better with that. His diagnoses are L1 compression fracture 8-12-25, AFib, HTN, HLD, lumbar stenosis with chronic back pain, chronic left knee pain, BPH and hypothyroid, allergies, codeine, and PCN. Diet is regular mechanical soft and thin liquid. Code status is DNR. Medications unchanged from 11-13 note. Vital sign 108 over 52, 44, 97.0, 19, 96%, and 180 pounds, which is a weight gain of 10 pounds from 12-11. A patient is at his wife's side, asks appropriate questions of myself and the ADON, and doesn't seem overly distressed, but is aware that this is a serious issue going on with patient, period. HENT, male pattern baldness, EOMI, PERLA, wears corrective lenses, is hard of hearing, has bilateral hearing aids in place, cardiac. He has a regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber, gallop, respiratory, a normal respiratory effort, lung fields clear, no cough, and symmetric excursion. Musculoskeletal patient is thin with generalized decreased muscle mass and motor strength. Patient has a walker that he uses occasionally in the room, but for distance, he is now propelling himself about in his manual wheelchair. He has no difficulties using it. No lower extremity edema, moves arms in a normal range of motion, self-transfers, and has had a decrease in his back pain, period. Patient's abdomen is flat, non-tender, hypoactive bowel sounds, no masses or HSM. Skin is thin, dry, intact. He has no breakdown noted. And neuro, patient is alert and oriented, times three, speech is clear, can give information. He's soft-spoken and gentle, very considerate of his wife, and understands given information. He has a calm demeanor. ENP number one, caretaking patient is at his wife's side, seems to be taking this in stride, and seems to understand that that she is setting a new baseline period. Number two, pain management appears stable at this point in time for both his back and his knee. He continues with tramadol, which is effective, period. Then next is a history of AFib with CHF. He's doing well. He takes Jardiance for that, for the CHF component, and it appears to be a benefit for him, period. Next is hypothyroid. Patient had an increase in his levothyroxine at the end of September, and it needs to be, his TSH needs to be rechecked, so that is ordered. And next is anemia. It was relatively stable and actually had improved, so no recheck needed. 99350.